My job requires a lot of creative writing, which out of all the many tasks on my to-do list, I really do enjoy, but only if the conditions are right do I actually love to write. Before you get blocked by writer's block, address your when, where, and why. When you are under pressure to write for work or a deadline, it's common to experience writer's block, a condition where you don't know what to write or how to proceed with writing. To counter this condition, first identify when is the best time for you to be writing. For some, it's early in the morning, late in the evening, or on the weekend or certain days of the week when there are few distractions or interruptions. Then locate where is the best atmosphere for you to write. It might be outside in nature, in a coffee house, or on an airplane if you travel frequently. Finally, articulate why you are writing. Actually write down the goals for your writing assignment and refer back to them frequently when you experience writer's block so you can refocus on the why behind what you are writing and why it is so important. The pitch challenge today: take the 3W words to task even if you are not experiencing writer's block at this moment, so you will be prepared when you do. Writing assignments come in all shapes and sizes. You don't need to be writing a memoir to experience writer's block. In fact, I used this 3W word strategy for writing the pitch flash briefing. When I first started writing these daily flash briefing skills, I began experiencing burnout and writer's block after just 1 month. However, after writing out my goals for this flash briefing, as well as figuring out what day and time was best to write them and where to write, has helped me wipe out writer's block when I encounter it. Using the when, where, and why technique will sustain your writing skills in the long run so you can continue to create great content without being blocked.